Hi, this is Mark Sellers, author of The Funnel Principle and Blind Spots, The Hidden Killer of Sales Coaching. Today, I want to talk to you about using the customer buying journey to make better sales calls. Understanding your customer's buying journey is not an exercise in pedagogy. It is practical. It is real. It will help you be more effective in what you do today regarding sales opportunities, meetings, strategies, and more. Let's see how understanding your customer's buying journey helps you make better sales calls. Recall, a customer buying journey is the collective set of steps or stages that customers go through when they buy. Let's say you live in a 22-year-old house and the roof has never been replaced. You're wondering, how many more years can it last? But nothing's leaking so far, so you put it off. In a different situation, let's say you've had hail damage, and you're concerned about the roof's condition. You're compelled to call your insurance agent to get it looked at. As a customer, you're in two different stages of your buying journey in these examples. What gets your attention is different in each one. In the first one, you're likely more interested in just getting educated. How long should a roof last? What happens if I wait too long? What are the signs of a roof needing to be replaced? In the second situation, the hail damage, you're probably more interested in knowing the process for filing a claim. How do you pick a roofing company? How long does the job take? And the time frame for all of this to happen. Let's switch it now to you selling instead of you being a customer. If you're in sales for a roofing company and you had these two leads on your desk, you should approach them differently and base your approach on where the customer is in the buying journey. For the hail damage situation, you might get some direct mail out ASAP. Other roofing companies will be doing the same thing. With data on which neighborhoods were affected, you might make some cold calls or canvass the neighborhoods. The message might focus on educating the customer on what happens to a roof during a hail storm, empathizing with the customer, it sucks to have to get a new roof, and giving the customer reason to trust you in this time of stress. For the non-urgent roof situation, the message might be more about the importance of investing in your home before a roof fails, and educating the customer on the dangers of doing nothing. I sell sales training and coaching services. An early stage lead for me might be a referral from a client. For these leads, I focus on demonstrating competency, building trust, and learning what I can about the organization. The leads I get from our channel partners often have progressed through several stages of the buying journey. They bring me in to help close the sale. In general, for early stage deals, you're safe to focus on this: build credibility. Earn trust. Don't be overly eager or overly aggressive. Get the stakeholder to talk, but don't ask too many questions. For later stage deals, your selling activity should focus on qualifying that a commitment to fund has been made. In other words, qualifying that the customer is committed to buying something from somebody. Find out how much has been committed. The answer to this critical question pivots your selling activities in one direction or a different one. If you qualify the customer is committed to buy something from someone, then you should shift into why buy from me. This is where the customer's head is at. Meet him where he is. Finally, be prepared to tell the customer what a solution should look like. This presents you as an expert. Be careful to not come across too cocky. Most customers also like to have options. My name is Mark Sellers. I am the author of The Funnel Principle, named by Selling Power Magazine a top 10 best book to read. I'm the creator of the Bicycle Funnel Customer Buying Journey Model, the most time-tested buying journey model on the market. I'm also the author of a recent book called Blind Spots, The Hidden Killer of Sales Coaching. Give us a call at 614-571-8267 or check out our website if you'd like to learn more, www.breakthrough-sales.com. Good selling to you.